Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
While all of today's papers opt for different lead stories, the Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Examiner all run with the same picture on their front pages this morning of Irish flag bearers Michael Murphy and Ellen Keane during yesterday's closing ceremony of the Paralympic Games in Paris. For its lead story, the Times runs with the line that despite a recent recruitment campaign, there are less Gardaí now than there were this time last year. A proposal from the Green Party to give parents a one-off payment of €560 the month their child is born receives coverage on the front of The Independent, and criticisms levelled at government for underfunding our universities generate the lead story in The Examiner. Sean O'Driscoll, who was recently appointed chairman of UCC and is also chairman of the SRI and a former CEO of Glenn Dimplex, says that although UCC has a superb strategic plan, it is built on sand because of zero certainty on funding. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a call from former UK Housing Minister Michael Gove, who was in government at the time of the Grenfell fire tragedy in 2017, for companies including Kingspan, who supplied cladding materials to the London Tower block, to face a criminal inquiry. The death on Saturday of convicted Dublin criminal James Byrne following an illness generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. Michael O'Toole reports that his son David Byrne was shot dead in the Regency Hotel attack in 2016, while one of his other sons, Liam Byrne, is due to stand trial at the Old Bailey in London next week on firearms and other offences. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, leads with a story about Manchester-born Johnny Morrissey, who previously lived in Ireland and has travelled on an Irish passport, who has recently been released on bail in Spain following his arrest 2 years ago on money laundering charges. John Kearns and Stephen Breen report that himself and his wife now plan to open a rehab and wellness centre on the Costa del Sol. The charging of three young boys for arson after a fire gutted a church in County Antrim last week receives coverage on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. It's estimated that the fire cost £2.5 million worth of damage. Two of the boys are aged 11, while the third boy is just 10 years old. All three are due to appear at Belfast Youth Court at the end of the month. The Irish News leads today with the SDLP's decision to refer four Stormont ministers to Northern Ireland's Standards Watchdog to assess whether they breached the ministerial code of conduct during the recent election campaign. The party claims that announcements made in the run-up to polling day were not in the spirit of the pre-election period designed to prevent those in office using their position for electoral gain. And finally, the sports supplement in today's Times features a picture on its front page of cyclist Mia Griffin, the Kilkenny woman who yesterday became the first Irish winner of the Ross na Mann in 11 years. Lorraine Sullivan's picture of the Olympic cyclist shows her being congratulated by her two grandmothers, Joan Caulfield and Breda Griffin, as they simultaneously plant a kiss on each of her cheeks.
Fiona Kelly.